The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Very cute. Let's all sing our song together. Ready, go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God.
As we take this journey of life, as we carry on day after day, week after week, month after month, may this book be the guide for our lives. May this word be the lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Bless us day by day as we enter your word. Open the eyes of our understanding. Let your word rule and reign in our hearts. Speak to us. And let your word be relevant and applicable to us. Let nobody who has come to church today ever live the same. May we have an encounter with your word, encounter with your spirit, and encounter with your power. Be gracious to us and minister life to us. We bless and we honor you today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Thank you very much. Fresh Breath, that was beautiful. Amen. And Alo, that was very beautiful singing as well. And Sweet Metta, that was also marvelous. Clap for everybody that tried to do something for the Lord. I appreciate them. And Sheila, that was fantastic. I'm sure she's feeding her baby somewhere now. But that was spiritual and very heavenly. Amen. Everybody must find something to do in the house of God. You should have said amen. If you're Christians, it's important to, everybody can do something. Amen. Jesus told the parable of the man who gave talents and gifts to people. And people are talented and gifted. Somebody sitting by you is a very gifted person. You have no idea. In many areas. And so, it's important that you bring your gift to bear to in the house of God. That is when God can trust you with greater blessings. Say amen. Amen. Right. So we've been talking about the condition of the heart. And let's look at our scripture that we've been looking at every day. That is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And let's all read it out loud and clear. Ready, go. Keep thy heart. I'm surprised some of you are not reading. Let's take it one more time, louder. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of New Living Translation. Guard, let's all read again. Ready to go? Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Amen. Your heart will determine the course of your life. Look at Matthew chapter 7 and from verse 21 all the way down to 25, I believe. Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone, Matthew chapter 7, okay? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. 22. Many will say, is that the scripture? Yeah. Will say to me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we and cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful things? And then, I never knew you. Depart from me. So what the Bible is making us to see is that God looks at, as we come to church, we need to have a personal relationship with God. Somebody say amen. have a personal relationship with him. Let God become the one that you come to meet, not your friends. He'd have said, amen. Are you still here? Very important that you always desire, if you come and meet your friends, there's nothing wrong with it, but it is important for you to come and desire to have an encounter with God. Hallelujah. An encounter with God is what is going to change your life and make you, make God know you. And if God knows you, then you are working properly. But actually, the passage you're looking for is Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye. What a shock. Ask your neighbor, do you know what an evil eye is? Has somebody looked at you with an evil eye before? What a shock. All right. Blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Foolishness is also an evil thing. Foolishness. All these evil things come from within. Amen. And defile the man. The next verse. Verse 24. All right. Okay. Goes on and on and on. Anyway, but I'm just making you to understand that in the heart of man are many things. Amen. There are good things and there are bad things. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Matthew 12, 35. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So the Bible is making us to see what will come and can come out of your life. Amen. If it's a good person, Bible says that from the good treasure of your heart, you bring forth good things. Kezia, you're welcome home. Amen. But an evil man out of there, what is in your heart also brings forth evil things. So we have talked about condition and what type of heart you need to find and need to have and you need to pray for. We started talking about, what's the first one we talked about? We talked about having an encouraging heart. Am I right? Now, that is so important. You need to have an encouraging heart. And it's important for you because there's so much discouragement, so many issues in this life that if you don't learn how to have an encouraging heart, you can commit suicide. You can kill or be killed. Either go home. So you must have a what? An encouraging heart. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him, may you have an encouraging heart. Please shake him properly. May you have an encouraging heart. Amen. Last week we talked about having an optimistic heart. Positive. I know that things are going to work out. You've got to have a positive outlook to life. Don't be somebody who's always looking at life from the negative side. The glass is half empty. You can look at it and say the glass is half full. You must have be optimistic that it's going to work out for your good. Even when it looks like situations are so bad, you should still be optimistic. I know you didn't hear what I said. Some of you didn't hear what I said. I said, outwardly, physically, it may look so bad, but you've got to be optimistic. Say amen. Are you here or go home? I want everybody in this church to be bubbling with faith. Let your life bubble with faith. Let faith rise inside of your heart. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, it's a good day. Today is a good day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't roll on your bed and say, I don't have even one cedi in my pocket. Tell yourself, I may not have money, but God is on my side, and I'll live through today, and I'll see the glory of God. Somebody shout amen. Am I talking to anybody here? Be positive. Amen. Be optimistic. Don't be a pessimistic person. This work I'm going, I know I'll lose my job very soon. Hey, this relationship, I feel that it will never get married. Hey, you've got to be optimistic. Am I talking to anybody here? It's beautiful, isn't it? Because life has ups and downs. Now, if you're going to focus only on the... is that okay? Am I okay? Right. Fantastic. Fine. All right. My front and back are covered. What a shock. No, I'm saying that if you're going to focus only on the negative, you always have a long, twisted, thwarted, contorted face. Because you always look at the negative side of life. And you always tell yourself how things are not going to work out and how things are not working. When people look at you, you look like a very blessed person. Yes. They must only hear you talk before they see how negative you actually feel. But when they look at you from a distance, they wish they are like you. I'm telling you. When they say, wow, look at him, look at her. Meanwhile, you're looking, walking around and you're feeling so sad about yourself. How the way they can exchange positions? Just trade places. Yes. Look at your shoe. If somebody gets this shoe, will she not be happy? Red shoe. Red hot shoe. What a shock. Brother, sit down, sit down, sit down, and leave her alone. Are you there? No, I'm telling you, the life has been in. Don't focus on it. Pastor, could you sing a song? Fred, you sing a song sometimes. La, 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 you make it right. God of the mountain is God of the valley. Yes.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley.
Don't lose faith.
Don't lose faith, for you're never alone.
Come on, sing it again.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind. You've never known, but things change when you're down in the valley. Oh, don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God of the God of the day.
up on the mountain.
So comes easy.
So comes so easy.
When life is at its best.
When life at its best. Now down in the valley.
Trials and temptations.
That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's the God in the bad times. The God of God in the night.
Why don't you clap your hands for the God of the day, who is the God in the night? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So I want you to be optimistic that even in the valley, the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. The God of the day is the God in the night. He's always on your side. He's fighting your battles for you. Somebody shout amen. Now quickly today, I want to talk to you about developing a healthy heart. Amen. Developing a healthy heart. You see, in the physical body, we know how the heart pumps blood to the remotest parts of your body. Your fingertips, I mean your toes, everywhere, there's blood in every part of your body. If you cut the remotest part of your body, blood will come. Because the heart is pumping blood to every part of your body. When blood doesn't get there, there's a sickness in your body. Something is wrong. So in the same way, your spiritual heart pumps life into every aspect of your life. Say amen. Amen. So it's important to have a healthy heart and develop it. Say amen. Amen. And I'm going to give you just a few things that, you know, if your heart is not healthy, it can affect you. You can have a wounded heart. Look at Psalm 109 and verse 22. Wounded heart. A wounded heart is not a healthy heart. David said, "For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me." Now, a wounded heart is what we can call a heart that is full of hurts and injury. Now, in this life, you'll be hurt. Is there anybody who has been hurt here before? Can I see your hand? If you're a Christian and you have been hurt before, can I see your hand? All right, okay. Only 7 Christians are in the church. Can I see your hand if you have been hurt before? Sister, which boy hurt you? Because it's likely to be a boy. When your heart is hurt or injured, it is not healthy. And when your heart is not healthy, it can affect all the aspects of your life. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Hello, are you still in church or gone home? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me around here? Now, in life, Brother Ben, you can be hurt and you will be hurt. Hurts are part of life. It cannot be that you are living on and nobody hurts you. You are never injured. Even footballers get injured. If you don't believe it, go and ask Mo Salah. If you don't believe it, go and ask them. They get injured. It's part of the game. The game of life, you will be hurt and you'll be injured. No matter how much you dodge, how much you jump over all the things, you will be hurt.
Practical preaching.
And you will be injured. But you see, the thing is that when you are wounded, when you are injured, you are wounded, you will not, you see, the difference, I always say, the difference between a soccer match and real life match is that in a soccer match, when the player is wounded, they stop the match. And the player is either picked up of the field or is treated, gets up and he begins to, when it's okay, comes back and continues playing or whatever. But that's not how it is in a real life. In life, when you get injured or get wounded, nobody will stop for you. Life, there's no referee to blow the whistle to say that, hey, he's wounded, he's injured. So let everybody stop and let us treat. No. Even if you don't take care, they'll even step on your wounded leg. So if you're going to wait for people to come in, for life to stop for you, for because of your hurt and your injury, you are lying. Life will never stop for you. So you've got to believe in God. Can I preach to somebody here? You've got to be and say, Lord, in this hurt and this injury, I want to recover quickly. Because you see, if you sit down and you begin to scratch your head, you begin to cry, hey, I'm wounded though. Life is going on. By the time you pull yourself together, life has gone far ahead of you. So my advice for you is this: pull yourself together, trust in the strength of God, and tell yourself that I'm injured, but God can heal me. I'm coming back to life, and I'm going on in Jesus' name. Shout amen. Are you sitting here and go home? You cannot sit down wounded and expect that you have to recover and everything was, nothing was tough for you, but God can help you. I said, God can help you. Say amen. How many of you are still in church? So you have a wounded heart. Now, if you have a wounded heart, God can heal you and God can restore the wound. Amen. I said amen. So a few ladies are wounded by some foolish men. And the man has now gone on with his life. And you are sitting there and you are crying over that man that left you 25 years ago. You are looking at me. It's been 7 years now since Jimmy walked away from you, and you are still nursing the wound. Believe God and say, listen, he is gone, but I still have God. I still have my life. Don't sit down and begin to, every day you walk, listen, go and buy some makeup. Do your face. Am I talking to you ladies here? Go and do some serious makeup. Wear some nice lipstick. I'm talking to you. Wear some face powder. Do your eye something like that. Are you here? Go and do your hair. You cannot raster here and Jerry Curl on this side. And get back to town. You are still on the road. Believe God for a breakthrough and for a blessing and for favor. Negative things have been said about you. And so you cannot believe yourself anymore. You don't think that you are beautiful enough anymore. You don't think you are good enough anymore. But don't let the wound and the injury cripple you. Pull yourself and say, listen, I have God on my side. I have life. And I'm going to carry on by his grace. You lost a job. I can understand. You lost it. I can understand how you were unfairly treated. But you see, you cannot spend all your life crying over that unfair treatment. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Your boss didn't treat you well. You didn't even have the chance to defend yourself. But don't worry. In life, not everybody is treated fair. Life is not fair. Can I talk to anybody here? I said life is not fair, but God is just, and God can speak for you. God will stand for you. God will push you out, and you will overcome in Jesus' name. Reach out and say, yeah. Am I talking to anybody here? So that is life. Don't walk with a wounded heart. Don't walk with an injury in your heart. Don't walk with a heart that you cannot trust anybody anymore. Number two, you can also have a bitter heart. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 10. Let's read together if you don't mind. Ready, go. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Can we have the New Living Translation? It says, each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy. You see, you can have a bitter heart. Now, a bitter heart is a heart that shows great dislike and resentment towards a person. When somebody is bitter, the person has great dislike and resentment towards somebody or some people or some people or something. A great dislike. Now, some of you are sitting in church. There's somebody that you don't like at all. Now, looking at me, I'm talking to you right where you are. There's a name. When you hear even somebody by that name, you get angry with the person. Should I say it again? It's not the person, but the person bears the name of somebody you don't like. So when you hear the name of that person, something is doing you. Yes. Because but the heart knows its own bitterness. When a heart is bitter, it is very bitter. A certain resentment, a certain dislike. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. I can't. If I see, I want to kill myself. Yes. Are you hearing me at the back? At the back, are you hearing me? Are you at the back? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me around here? Yeah. Sometimes you have a certain resentment. Resentment. And you know, Bible said the heart knows. It's only the heart knows its bitterness. Because somebody cannot understand. Somebody cannot. Why are you so waked up? Why are you so waked up? When you hear the person's name, you begin to have epileptic attack. Because the heart knows its own bitterness. I'm telling you. Life. People can treat you very wickedly. I'm telling you something. Yes, I'm preaching. Just leave what I'm saying. People can be wicked. Somebody can treat you with such wickedness. Wickedness. I'm telling you. To a point that you wish that one day tables will change. You tell yourself, this guy here, even if I cannot revenge, I will get his children one day. Because the heart knows its own bitterness. Something in your heart. I'm telling you. Nobody can understand it. A lady told me not too long ago, how when she was a young girl in secondary school, form two, how four boys raped her. Very sensitive something. As a young girl, how these grown-up men in sixth form abused her terribly. And she was moved away. She went out, lived somewhere for so many years. And then she came back to Ghana. And as she came back, she was at a place and she was supposed to conduct a certain interview for some people. And then she, as the chairman of the panel, they said, we have these people we are going to interview. And she didn't even bother to look at the names. Now the first person whose name was called and he appeared was the leader of the gang. As she was telling me, there were tears in her eyes. She said, Bishop, I grinned my teeth and she was crying as she was telling me. It's like, I've not seen this guy for almost 25 years. And I remember how he abused me and all the things that this guy did to me with his friend and the leader of the gang. And I was taken away and my whole life would have been ruined and destroyed forever if it wasn't by the grace of God. And now here I sit in the chair as a chairman, and here is this man standing
applying, coming for an interview that I am chairing. So I asked her, what did you do? She said, Bishop, we're looking at each other in the eyes. And I mentioned his name. And I asked him, do you know me? And he bowed his head. She told me how she walked out of the office, out of the meeting, excused herself, and went to the bathroom and cried so much. Because all that happened to her was like came alive, like she was watching a video. Only the heart. You see, you can't understand what people go through. Only the heart knows all its own bitterness. I'm telling you. So I asked, after talking to her, so how do you say the bishop? I've met Christ after many years. You see, what happened would have destroyed my life forever. But somehow God's mercies has made me who I am today. And the chair I sit on is by the mercy of God. And she said, my revenge can never pay enough for God's revenge. Because Bible says, vengeance is the Lord's. So I leave it to God and I do my work. I'm telling everybody here, I don't know what experience you have had. That when you remember, you have a certain pain and resentment. But I'm saying that it is not a healthy heart. It's a bitter heart. But God can heal your heart and make your heart life, full of life. Say amen. Because if your heart is not healed, your part of your body will lead to so many sickness and complications. I want to tell everybody here, no matter what you have suffered in life, you might be ready and willing to forgive and let it drop so that you can have a healthy heart, because bitterness will destroy your life. I'm preaching. How many of you are still in church? Hello? I mean, am I talking to anybody here? Look, things have happened in life. Things that you wish you can't, you don't even want to remember. Things that when you think about them, you say, hey, how come this? And one of the interesting things is that wicked people don't die easily. Yes, they live very, very long. Idi Amin and all of them, they live very long. You think that if you're God, if I was God, I'll kill them I'll kill them now, but they live. Because you are not God. And good people even die. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Hello? How many of you are still in church? Bitterness will not make your heart healthy. But if you allow God, God can heal you. So much that the only thing you can see is a scar, not a pain. A scar reminds you of God's grace. Pain is a sign that something is wrong. A scar is a reminder that you have been healed. Can I have an amen? I'm telling everybody here, the scar may not totally go, but the pain of the thing can be taken away. If you can trust God and say, Lord, it's a bad experience, a difficult experience. Maybe it's marriage. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's work. Many things. Maybe it's a mother or father who rejected you and threw you out. One of the things I hear is that if you go to orphanages, and people who grow in orphanages, many of them grow with bitterness. Not that their parents, some of them were abandoned children. Parents, one day we were in an orphanage, they brought a child who had been found at Kaswa. You know, early morning, a man was, I don't know whether he was going to the toilet early morning, around 5 a.m. or so, when this man was also in his articulator. He had parked overnight, and a man had come, was ready to move his articulator away to Takrad or somewhere. When he parked the articulator, boom! And then this man passing by heard the baby cry. A baby had been placed under the tie of the two ties of the thing, because the mother didn't want a child. It's like just drive over it and smash it, and that's the end. So this man went and pulled the child away. Now you see, if the child grows later on and get to know how the child can become a very bitter person. And the child can be feel that, hey, this is how life is. And if you don't cure yourself of bitterness, you become wicked. Because you seek revenge by yourself. Who is here when I'm saying this morning? Let me give you another point. And then we carry on. But you have a healthy heart. God will give you a healthy heart. Shout amen. Look, I've been a pastor for a while. I've heard so many very terrible, devastating things that is intended to cripple you and make your heart sick forever. But God can give you a healthy heart. Shout amen, somebody. Another type of heart that you should not have is a weak heart. Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 30. Ezekiel 16, 30. Bible says, how weak is thine heart, says the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. Verse 31. In that thou buildest thy eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thy high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest high. It's a complicated verse. But the little passage, the little phrase is in verse 30. That says, 30, it says, how weak is thine heart? Now, what is a weak heart? A weak heart is a heart that is fragile. A heart that lacks strength. A heart that lacks vigor. A heart that is frail. That is a weak heart. Now, you see, when you have a weak heart, what it implies is that your heart can easily be broken. Hello? Hello? Your heart can easily be broken. A fragile heart. A heart that is so frail. A heart that is so strong. So every little thing can affect you. Now you see, when you have had all sorts of experiences and you have not come to seek healing from God, what happens is that your heart becomes weak. Now what happens, David, is that when your heart is weak, you are easily hurt. People cannot relate with you. Every little thing you are crying. Every little thing you are upset. Hey, why are you talking? Hey, why do you talk to me like that? Because your heart is weak. Push up. If you marry a woman with a weak heart, it's not going to be easy because she has had so many experiences and she has not been healed. Am I talking to anybody here? She has not properly recovered. So there's weakness there. There's fragile. The heart is that so fragile. So frail. So every little thing you say, you're always afraid. Hey, I'll be careful. If you walk around a lady who has a weak heart, you are in trouble. You don't know what to say. When you sneeze, she's angry. She's hurt. She's crying. What's it? I'm the reason why the pastor is saying this thing. I'm leaving the church. I'm going to my Zion. That is a weak-hearted person. I know why you are looking at. I'm preaching to you right where you are. Weak-hearted person. They are so difficult when they are in your ministry. If she's in a Cobra Ladies, if she's in Allos, with a weak heart. When Pastor Cookie said, you move here, move from here to here. Say, they don't like me. That's why, because your heart is weak, you are easily hurt. They don't want me to stand here. They want me to stand close to the mic. They say my voice is not nice. That's why I always take him to them, because your heart is weak. Oh, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. It's difficult to pastor people with weak hearts. You make the pastor a babysitter. Hey, baby, don't cry. I love you. Every day you have to sing to the church, because the church is always crying about something. When I came, the usher said, I should sit here. I'm going. Oh, we beg you, don't go. Oh, Sister Lucy, Sister Shawanda, don't go. And all of them. I'm preaching. Yes. a weak-hearted person. So difficult. You sit by them, shake somebody. I know what she did. When they say shake, she turned to this person and she didn't turn to me. Yay, that one so matter. What a shock. What a shock. May God give you a strong heart. May God give you a healthy heart, not a weak heart. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, the man is dialing your number. Your number, your number. Your number. Anybody who is easily offended has a weak heart. Ask your neighbor, Ayawana. There are some men with weak hearts. Can I preach? I say, can I preach? Can I talk to somebody? Some men have weak hearts. Weak hearts. Yes. I've been in the church for a long time. Nobody likes me. What a shock. Why are you crying? The lady said she won't marry me. Are you here? Are you here? Fragile. So difficult. So difficult. Every day you have to be very careful when you're working with somebody like that. Because you're afraid that today, you don't know why the person is hurt. I want to see you. Why? When you saw me coming, are you sure you didn't see me? You passed by. I was right. Didn't say that. I passed by. If you don't like me, tell me you don't like me. But when you see me, don't pretend you haven't seen me. Hey! What type of person is that we are? We can't handle you. We can't handle you. We don't know where to put you in the church. When you sit on the right, because the pastor doesn't like, when you sit on the left, because the pastor sat on the right, he has taken me to the left. I mean, what should the person do? You can't stay in one ministry. From Alos, you move to this choir. From this choir, you move to this. You move to this. You move to this. You move to this. Because everywhere you're offended all the time. I am preaching, I'm preaching, I'm preaching. As I'm preaching, somebody is telling herself or himself, I am the reason why the pastor is preaching. Yes, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason for this message. I'm speaking about your healing. May God heal you. May God make you strong. Shout yes, somebody. You'll be strong. You'll be strong. Amen. Are you here? If your neighbor is quiet, pinch him and say, the message is for you. Pinch your neighbor. The message is for you. It's for you. Hallelujah. It's again. You owe me an offering. I'm about to receive that offering. Somebody else, she owes me an offering. Amen. I said amen. Pastor Enoch, it's going to happen. In your basenta. Say, why don't we in your certain meeting? They don't ever allow me to do anything. They say, some weak people, when we have weak-hearted people around you, you are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid to offend them. You become a baby. I mean, they become like a baby. You. Nobody told me I'm looking nice. So that one's also a problem. Tell yourself I'm looking nice. I like the way I look. I like my hairstyle. I like my shoe. I'm glad the way. Don't let your joy depend on somebody else's. What does it say about you? Nobody said anything about my dress. And so what? Say something about your dress. Tell yourself I'm a nice guy. I'm a beautiful lady. I like the way I look. I like my steps. Don't let your joy depend on what somebody says about you. Are you here? I said, are you here? The last one. Not the last one. There are a few more that I would like to get through with you. So, this heart, you have a wounded heart. You may have a bitter heart. You have a weak, you can have a weak heart. You can also have an unforgiving heart. Amen. An unforgiving heart. Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. Some people have to forgive somebody who is even dead. You still have a grudge against somebody who is dead. Matthew 18, 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do so. Do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We must learn to have a forgiving heart. Bible says that from your heart, forgive your brother their trespasses. From your heart. From your heart. Your life, your health, your strength, your prosperity depends on your ability to forgive others. Say, Bishop, say it again. Yes. Jesus is speaking. So likewise, shall my heavenly Father do also. Now, Jesus said so many things earlier on. And said, if you don't forgive and all that will happen, if from your hearts, forgive not. Some people are sitting here. You have to forgive your daughter, your son. There are some children that have to forgive their fathers. Yes. Yes. I met a young man who told me, I wish my mother dead. He told me to my ears, from his mouth to my ears, I wish this man is dead. The woman who brought you and kept you in the womb for 9 months and brought you out. And you have such animosity towards your mother at the age of 30, 32. I wish my mother dead. I've met mothers who say, as for this, my son, Bishop, anybody else, but that's not this boy, should not come near me. But Bible says that from your hearts, you ought to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, the blood that is pumping out of your heart, it will be contaminated blood. And when contaminated blood pumps into a part of your body, you're going to get some sickness. You're going to get all sorts of situations, and you may even easily die before your time. But that will not be your story. I said, that will not be your story. We also have overwhelmed hearts. Psalm 61, verse 1 and 2. And I'm going to show you types of healthy hearts. Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. Hear my cry, come on.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. Shelter for me
and a strong tower from my enemy,
and a strong tower from the enemy. Yeah. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher.
When my heart is overwhelmed,
oh,
overwhelmed. You understand when I say overwhelmed? The problems come like flood. Have you ever experienced that before? The problems are coming like flood. The bills are coming from everywhere. You don't have a job. You see, a brother, a few weeks ago, I know a brother, he married a son, his wife had a baby, they lost the baby at birth and all that. And then a few weeks later, a car that he was using, he parked the car was stolen. And then so many people said, he said, Bishop, I don't understand what is happening. So the problems come in floods and it overwhelms you. You lie in your bed and tears are running down your cheeks because you don't know the next step to take. The overwhelming situations. This is not working. This is sick. This is not the problems here. This is not where. So many issues at the same time. But there's a God that can lead you to a rock that is higher than you. The rock is higher than you. May God lead you to a rock that is higher than you. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm telling everybody sitting here that you see, as you sit and you are smiling, nobody knows the barrage of issues, the barrage of problems that seem to be engulfing you. But there's a God, there's a rock that is higher than you. May God take you the rock higher than you. May God take the rock higher than you. Are you still here? So what have we learned today? Number one, you can have a wounded heart, isn't it? A wounded heart. And when you are wounded, you always want to stay away from those who wounded you. So it's better even to avoid some people. Because when you're close to them, they always cause a problem for you. A wounded heart. Number two. Pardon? A bitter heart. Number three. A weak heart. Number four. Overwhelmed. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. We'll continue next week. Everybody stand to your feet. Lift your hands up. Let's sing the song again. Hear my cry. Come on, sing it. Don't make it too high. Just sing it.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Wow. I remember when my first wife passed on. My heart was overwhelmed. Totally overwhelmed by life. I told you before, when I was so confused that I was going to brush my teeth one day, I took Odomos. I didn't know it was Odomos. I was looking for toothpaste and I squeezed it on the toothbrush. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I mean, I squeezed the toothpaste and brushed my teeth. And the thing was still foaming. And I was wondering, what is happening? When I looked on the toothpaste, it was Odomos. What do you use for cream? For Ntuntun, to drive away Ntuntun. It's what I've used as toothpaste. Because I was so overwhelmed by what has happened. When I told my children told me that, Daddy, no mosquito can land in your mouth. What a shock. Are you there? One day I was boiling water to make tea. And the way the water poured on me almost bent me. I told myself that, listen, if I don't marry again, I'll kill myself. When your heart is overwhelmed, there's a God that can take you higher.
Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. Yes, when my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than.
Come on,
for thou hast been a shelter to
strong tower from the enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed,
lead me to the rock.
Lead me to the rock that is higher, that's
higher.
Your heart. Put your two hands on your heart and pray. And ask God for a healthy heart.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe somebody has hurt you so badly. You don't even want to see her face or his face anymore. Somebody has gossiped about you. Somebody has hurt you so badly. Maybe your heart has become weak because of various experiences you have had. One disappointment after the other. One letdown after the other. Maybe your heart is in a very difficult condition, overwhelmed by situation. Maybe your heart is just some unforgiveness, something that was done so hurting to you. As place your hand on your heart, everybody, and pray to God from the back to the front. Open your mouth and talk to God just for 2 minutes. Everybody should pray. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Ask God to heal. Ask to give you a healthy heart. Ask God to give you a heart that is renewed. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Pray this morning.
Heal our hearts, oh God.
If your heart is not healed, you will not see grace. Pray now.
Thank you, Father.
Lift your two hands up high. Lift your two hands. Father, we lift our hands to you. You know the condition of our heart. Everybody, lift your two hands up high. Lord, you know the condition of our heart. You know how we have been overwhelmed. You know those whose hearts are, there's bitterness somewhere. You know those who have unforgiveness hiding and lingering somewhere. You know a wounded-hearted person here. You know a fragile, a weak heart because of life experiences. We lift our hands to you today. May you work a work in our hearts. Work a work in our hearts. Restore every brokenness.
Yes, Lord.
Heal every weakness, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Bring strength to our lives.
Yes.
I pray strength into your life.
Yes, Lord.
I pray strength into your life.
Amen.
I pray strength into your life.
Amen.
May God strengthen you.
Yes, Lord.
May God empower you.
Amen.
May God be gracious to you.
Amen.
May the condition of your heart become better than it's ever been.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I bless you this morning.
Amen.
I bless you today.
Amen.
I pray for you now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for you now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
May God strengthen you.
Amen.
May God empower you.
Amen.
May God make you stronger than your enemies.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May God take away bitterness from your heart.
Yes,
may God heal the wound of your heart.
Amen.
The bleeding part of your heart.
Amen.
May the master surgeon.
Amen.
May the great physician.
Amen.
May he accomplish great things in
Amen.
Your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I bless you this morning.
Amen.
I bless you this morning.
Amen.
May you live
here with a joyful heart,
amen,
with a strong heart,
amen,
with a healthy heart.
Amen.
May God restore your joy.
Amen.
May God restore your confidence.
Amen.
May God restore your future.
Yes,
hope.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
amen,
I bless you.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
Any disappointment we have had, any life experience we have had that has affected our hearts, we bring our hearts to you. You are the great physician. You are the master surgeon. You are the best heart surgeon in the world. You are the best heart surgeon ever. Lord, operate on our hearts. Operate on our hearts, oh God. And give us a new and a fresh heart. We bless you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for a new day, for a new season. Lord, if there be anybody here struggling with an unforgiving heart, Lord, I plead. I stand in the gap for this person. Lord, the most painful thing that they have suffered, may you grant them the grace. Grant them the grace, oh God. Grant them the grace, oh God, to be able to move on. To be able to move on. To be able to pull themselves together and run on. Thank you that nobody will die before their time. No heart condition will kill anybody here.
Amen.
But you give us a fresh and a strong heart for your glory and for your honor. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this moment, wherever you are standing today, before we share the grace, before we wrap up the service, if you are here this moment, you are not sure you are born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, this Sunday morning, when you say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I'm far away from, maybe you're young, you're old. I don't know who you are. But Jesus can save you and can make you a brand new person. If you're here right now and you need Jesus in your life, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Lift your hand up high, high above your head. Lift your hand up high. Many of you, you need Jesus. You're a bishop today. I need Jesus in my life. Lift up your right hand. I see your hands. I see your hands. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Let today mark a day of a new beginning. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to come from where you are and come to me now. Come.
Happy day.
Come all the way to the front.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray.
Up high in front here, and the whole church, join us. Let's pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior,
wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I promise to serve you.
I promise to serve you.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to love you.
I promise to love you
with all my heart.
With all my heart.
From today. I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today.
From today.
I belong to you.
I belong to you. From today,
save me
from all my sins,
and make me your child.
And make me your child.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
From today,
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless all of you. Hallelujah.